Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. This week, something very exciting is taking place. The annual student ministry conference known as SOAR begins later this week. And so throughout the week, we want to give you an opportunity to hear from some people that have been to SOAR in the past and how it has affected their lives. Listen, SOAR is a conference that has been affecting thousands upon thousands of students for over 25 years. Bobby Tucker and Donnie Parrish, back before conferences were even cool, started this thing out, and it's been going strong ever since. And so we want you to get a little bit of the taste of what's been taking place over the last 25 years. So listen to this SOAR story.
Hi, my name is Julian, and I've been a part of SOAR since the very beginning. When I was graduating high school, we had number one, and it was very exciting because it was an opportunity to see not only some friends that we had made through other camps and other conferences, but it was a chance to see the kingdom of God in a way that we couldn't normally see it day to day. Yeah, we had large churches and we had large youth groups, but to see thousands of kids my age in my situation worshiping God and learning about God and deepening our relationships, not only with Him, but with others, building a network of support that honestly, almost 30 years later, still exists today. I look back on my days of going to SOAR, not only as a student, but at one time I actually got the opportunity to share my testimony and my story and how God saved me at one of the main events, and speaking before 1,800 of my peers was not only one of the most nerve-wracking things I've ever done, but also one of the most rewarding. I can remember we had a dozen or so kids that I knew personally saved that night, and it was all very exciting. Since then, as an adult, I'm not as involved, but we still pray for it. We still pray for all the attendees, all the speakers, all the workers behind the scenes and on stage, musicians, talented artists, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God uses SOAR to change lives because He changed mine.
I hope that you were encouraged by what BMA churches have been doing in the lives of students for this long. Today, we want you to pray for the students that are going to be making their way to Dallas, Texas to enjoy and to learn from God's Word at the SOAR Student Ministry Conference. We also want you to pray for Rama Bochung and his family, our missionaries in Myanmar. And remember the Mompruli LifeWord broadcast in Ghana.